Survivors of the Boston clergy sex abuse scandal are praising Spotlight, the new film that details the Boston Globe's investigation into the abuse and its cover-up. Many of those abused by priests gathered for a private screening of the movie in Boston last night, ahead of the film's public release next week. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
One word seems to come to mind for survivors after seeing the film. Validation.
First of all, it's very validating for any victim, especially from this area.
David Lucon of Uxbridge saw the movie for the first time at the Regal Fenway Theater last night. The screening was closed to the media, and organizers kept the location secret out of respect for those in attendance.
There are a lot of moments in the movie. I mean, I had my tissue in my pocket and used it quite often just to wipe my eyes because it just brought out the emotion of the moment and what I've been experiencing most of my life.
As buzz for the movie spreads around the city, an anti-abuse group called on the Boston Archdiocese to require church staff to watch the film. David Clossy is director of the group Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I can't even say the word spotlight without tearing up.
That's an emotion magnified by the power of film.
The movie is an extraordinary validation to people, literally thousands of men and women who have suffered in silence for decades, that their pain was not in vain and that their courage did not go unrecognized.
The head of the church in Boston, Archbishop Sean O'Malley, says he plans to see the movie. But Archdiocese spokesman Terrence Donnellan says it will not be required watching for church staff. And Donnellan says the film only shows part of the story.
The part that doesn't get told is the story of the response. And that's a very important story that needs to be told because there's been an incredible effort underway to meet the needs of the survivors and their families.
But for survivor David Lucon, justice still has not been served.
We need some bishops in jail because most people think it's the priests, but it's the bishops that knew the priests were perpetrating and passed them on to another community.
Spotlight opens in select theaters November 6th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.